Sometimes I wonder if I am a libertarian. It's weird to put a label on yourself. I don't mind labels. People like to say, I don't like labels. I don't like being labeled. Nah, I don't mind being labeled. I don't like holding, I love holding the banner of liberty and constitutional conservatism and libertarianism and voluntarism and agorism and a little splash of minarchism and anarchism, because those are truly, I believe, the virtuous positions of the old right. See, a lot of libertarians don't like to say this, but if they truly study the etymology, the genesis for everything they believe, it's conservatism. It's the old right. I mean, these guys don't know who Burke is. These guys don't know who Russell Kirk is. If anything, they've looked at not necessarily their seminal pieces that established what we consider the right. They've looked at maybe more of their contemporary pieces before they died. Yeah, they don't like Russell Kirk. They don't like John Birch. But they, they became very populist and probably racist, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. These guys are dead. But they ignore, some of the same shady shit that Ron Paul and, Rothbard did. But those people are not to be condemned. See, I find that on the left and the right, that people have their idols. They have their idols that they hold up on a pedestal, and that they sit back and they say, this is the person that should run for the office, or if he was the guy, reincarnated, I would take the banner of liberty and follow him into the depths of hell. These men were flawed. And we're never going to find another Reagan. We're never going to find another Ron Paul. We're never going to find another Rothbard. We're never going to find a von Mises or Kirk or Goldberg. I call him Goldberg. I don't know. I have WWE on the brain. man, it's Goldwater. We're just not going to find those guys. I mean, it's not going to happen. And I think it's really the ghosts of the pasts and these tall shadows that these guys who were kind of the established archetypes of libertarianism as it is espoused today. These guys aren't going to come back. Kind of feels strange to hear, conservatives are just hated because, quote unquote, we're warmongers. I don't subscribe to that. I don't co-sign that. That is a mischaracterization of conservatism. If you really study the past of conservatism, it has nothing to do with intervention. What caused conservatism to become the interventionist kind of neoconservatism that it is today was the Soviet Union. And with libertarians, particularly the anti-war types, that sometimes I want to fight, fail to understand is history in context.